When a person goes to see a movie in a theater today, the film that is projected is 35mm. That is, the film itself is 35mm wide. Apollo 13, made some years ago, was filmed in 35mm. To understand why it is such a big deal that Apollo 13 is now playing in IMAX theaters, it is necessary to say something about IMAX. Most people are familiar with the IMAX format, short travelogue experiential films projected on a gigantic flat movie screen 10 to 12 stories high. But not everyone knows just exactly what the IMAX process is. To state it simply, IMAX uses much wider film, and it has a film image area on each frame of film that is much, much larger than 35mm film. This is why IMAX films can be projected on such massive screens. The film frame is so large to begin with, it still looks great when blown up to gigantic proportions. But because the larger film is so expensive, IMAX films tend to be short, usually 30 minutes or so, instead of feature length. Regular 35mm feature films can be projected on an IMAX screen, but the problem is that projecting the relatively small 35mm frame on such a huge and massive screen washes out the image and gives a very grainy and blurry picture. So IMAX theaters tend to show only IMAX films. Think of how neat it might be, Hollywood people mused, to see the right Hollywood epic live-action feature film on the impressive IMAX screen in true IMAX. Now this is where Apollo 13 enters the picture. IMAX has just developed a revolutionary and expensive new transfer process, a special process called DMR, which means digital remastering. This DMR process allows IMAX to take a Hollywood film like Apollo 13 and carefully transfer it frame by frame onto IMAX film, while removing film grain and enhancing and sharpening the image and improving the color and sound. This amazing new transfer process has now been applied to Apollo 13. Does Apollo 13 work in IMAX? I'm happy to say that it does, and I went into the theater skeptically, expecting just another gimmick. To be sure, Apollo 13 is a bit larger than life on that huge screen. I needed to sit near the back of the theater, for example. But the picture is indeed sharp and crisp, the color is gorgeous, and the sound is terrific. When the camera swoops over a large building where the Apollo spacecraft is being assembled, you get that dizzying and thrilling IMAX effect which is so familiar from the shorter IMAX films. But the drama of Apollo 13 works as well, and the emotional wallop of this exciting and tense story comes through fully. The word is, go see Apollo 13 in IMAX. It is a dramatic and exciting experience of an extremely fine film.